And when I was going through this, Jesus told me, like, I knew all along. Like, that was the plan. I knew he was going to betray me. Why does that surprise you? Welcome to Wisdom Collective, everyone. I'm your host, Adria Mendez, and do I have an episode for you? So I have a list of topics that I want to talk about in this podcast, and they extend well into next year's episodes. But, you know, forgiveness is one of those topics that just kind of came into my head because, you know, we're a Christian podcast. Of course, we're going to be talking about forgiveness because Jesus forgave us, and so we should forgive others and all of that stuff. But when I was thinking about doing this topic, I felt so incompetent. I was like, I'm not gonna have anything to say about this. I'm not the best forgiver. I didn't know what to say. And Jesus has taken me through a journey of forgiveness, and it has prepared me for this episode. I also want to shout out my procrastination, because in my weakness of my procrastination, Jesus is strong. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I was preparing this topic today at a cafe, and I like talked about this topic with my friend that was there, and he gave me so much insight that I cannot wait to share with you. So anyways, let's get started. I first want to preface this episode by sharing with you the forgiveness journey that God has taken me through. So a couple of weeks ago, I had a very difficult misunderstanding with my coworkers, and the situation at work was already very tense. I gave my 2-month notice in July, which meant that, you know, August was my last month. And so it was already very difficult. And the way that they handled the situation really, really hurt me. And I know that the situation also very hurt them. And I was talking to my mom and to the people around me, and I was just like, I'm just angry, I'm annoyed. And they're like, no, you're not. you can feel that, but you're not angry. You're sad. And I was like, oh my God, yes, I am. Because I considered these people my friends. I spent 8 hours a day with them every single day. So I was very close. And to feel this betrayal and this, you know, these negative emotions from them was very, very difficult. And so I had to let go of my ego and forgive them. And I was talking this through with this friend today, and I realized that I never really asked for forgiveness. I told them, like, hey, look, I'm not sorry for what I did. I'm sorry for bringing more drama to your life. That's exactly what I said. But I had to forgive these people in my heart so that I could be at peace with the whole situation. But apart from that, I was very down. I was very anxious. There was just a lot of difficulty and negative emotions in my heart. So what I did was read the Bible. And I wanted to keep up with my Bible reading plan. And it was John 13. And I kid you not, I cried my eyes out when I read this, because in this passage, Jesus washes the feet of his disciples. And let me tell you why that was so crazy for me. I've been doing an in-depth Bible study on the Gospels for a couple months, and it is very clear that right before the Last Supper is when Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. Then he is anointed in Bethany with this, you know, luxurious perfume. And that is what causes Judas to break and decide to give Jesus away for 30 silver coins, or like however much it was. And then after that is the Last Supper. And in between these two things, the Judas going and saying, yes, I'll give you Jesus for 30 coins, and the Last Supper, is when Jesus washes the feet of his disciples. The point is that he washes Judas's feet. He washes the feet of the person he already knew was going to be betraying him in the next couple of hours. And when I was going through this, Jesus told me, like, I knew all along. Like, that was the plan. I knew he was going to betray me. Why does that surprise you? And so Jesus first on takes this person who he knew was going to betray him in the future, but he takes him into under his wing, into his ministry, walks with this man for 3 years, and then washes his feet right before. And washing someone's feet is an act of honor. It's not something you do for everyone. I don't want to be washing anybody's feet, okay? But Jesus washed Judas's feet. But not only that, when John asks him, who is the person who's going to betray you? Jesus says, the person who I give the dip bread to. And he dips the bread and gives it to Judas. And nobody knows what's going on, because nobody actually heard
John's question. But I was reading David, I never know how to pronounce his name, Gusick. I was reading David's commentary, and it said, the giving of the dip bread designated special honor, something like a toast at a banquet. It was a mark of courtesy and esteem. So Jesus treated the person who was going to, he was literally going to walk out and betray him, with courtesy and esteem. And when I tell you that I read this and I cried because I realized that these people who had hurt me, that I had also hurt them, I had to treat them with courtesy and respect, no matter what had happened. Because the Bible says to follow in Jesus's footsteps, right? 1 Peter 2:21 says, for this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his footsteps. So if Jesus was able to give honor and esteem to the person who betrayed him, who he always knew that was going to betray him, what else am I supposed to do than treat these people with respect? Anyways, after this whole situation with my coworkers, I went into a meeting with them. And right before, when I was about to leave the house, Jesus was like, the model prayer. And I'm like, what? And he's like, the model prayer. And I'm like, okay. I read Matthew 6:12, and it says, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Which AKA means forgive us the way we forgive others. And I said, Jesus, I want to be able to forgive because I want you to forgive me. All I'm saying is, if you want to walk in Jesus's footsteps, we have to forgive those people that hurt us. It's easier said than done. Now, as I said, one thing that I learned was to take away all my ego. And let me tell you, I have a lot of it. I always say, I am the center of my world. You are the center of your own world, right? So we think that everything that happens is against us, everything that happens is because of us, and we forget sometimes to see things from other people's perspectives. And this is something that my therapist taught me, and she said, every time that you get into a situation that brings up negative emotions, think about what the other person is going through as well. You don't necessarily have to think that the other person's in the right or you're in the wrong. You don't have to be okay with their ways of thinking, but you should be able to understand why they are doing the things that they're doing or they did. And what are the people that are hurting you feeling? Because there's this phrase that I love so much, and it's like, hurt people, you know that one? So what are these people that are hurting you going through that they are hurting you so much? Right? And because in my situation, I was so close to these people, I knew what they were going through. It was very easy for me to put myself into their shoes and be like, yeah, if someone did this to me, I would be pissed off too. And that did not take the feelings of, oh, they betrayed me, or I'm angry at them, or I'm sad at them. But at least it gave me a different perspective, and it helped me understand them. And that helped me to not hold on to any grudges and move on. And I always say, like, you can see through when people are lying or when they're saying things just to say things, right? So I didn't want to say I'm sorry, or I didn't want to patch things up with these people until I was ready. And so I went personally to these two coworkers, and I talked to them when I felt that I was not holding any more grudges towards them. And I recommend that to everyone. Give yourself time. If it's a couple days, a couple weeks, a couple months, give yourself time, because I know this is not biblical, but everything heals with time. And I know that in the moment when you're feeling angry and you're feeling betrayed or all of these negative feelings at the same time, it might feel like you're never going to get to a point where you can actually forgive the other person, or that you're not even going to think about the situation and not think and feel all these negative things. But there will come a time when you move on and you let go. But you have to make an effort to move on and to let go, which means that you have to ask the Holy Spirit for guidance, for healing, for discernment. You have to connect with Jesus on a deeper level to have the type of forgiving heart that he already has. Because don't we hurt Jesus all the time with our actions, with what we say, with what we don't do, what we don't say? We hurt him all the time, and he still loves us. Jesus still cares for us. He still died on the cross for us. That didn't stop him. So why does someone hurting us stop us from forgiving them? Now let's go more into what the Bible says about forgiveness. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you." Here Paul is talking to the Ephesians about how they should not live like the Gentiles do, because they were living a life so far away from God. And the key word here is be kind and compassionate. It doesn't say to be best friends with the person that hurt you. It doesn't say to go back to the toxic relationship you were in. It doesn't say to go and wash the feet of the people that hurt you. I'm not telling you to go and wash anybody's feet. Okay, we're not washing anyone's feet right now. But it says to be kind and compassionate, to put yourself in other people's shoes and understand the reasoning behind their actions, to be kind and loving like Jesus was. Next up is Matthew 18:21, and this is one of my favorite passages on forgiveness. It's just so funny. Listen up. It says, "Then Peter came up and said to him, 'Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgave him? As many as 7 times? And Jesus said to him, 'I do not say to you 7 times, but 70 times 7. I did a little research and I learned that during this time of Jesus walking the earth, the Jewish rabbis were teaching that you should only forgive up to 3 times, and that any time after that it would be unnecessary. And they were taking this from the book of Amos, I don't know how to say that. And Amos 1, however you say it, says, 'For 3 transgressions of Damascus and for 4 I will not turn away its punishment,' meaning that God would forgive Damascus 3 times, but not for the 4th time. So everybody was like, yeah, you just gotta forgive 3 times, you know. And so Peter saying, "Oh, should I forgive 7 times? Was trying to be generous. He was being like, "I'm so good. I'm amazing. I forgive people 7 times instead of just 3. And Jesus is like, "No, you don't need to forgive 7 times. You gotta forgive like 70 times 7. And one cool thing here is that 7 means fullness and completeness. And I take that as we have to forgive fully all the time. All the time, people. I know it's hard, okay? As I said, praise the Lord for my procrastination, because I was able to share my thoughts on forgiveness with one of my friends that I was co-working with today at a cafe. And he said some incredible truths that I'm really excited to share with you. So the first one is, we can't depend on people asking us to forgive them for us to actually do so, because that day may never come. Listen to that again. We cannot depend on people asking us to forgive them for us to actually do so, because that day may never come. Like, wow. Okay, let's unpack that. So forgiveness is something that we have to do for ourselves and not for the other person. The person that hurt you might not ever come up and say, "Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, please forgive me." And are you really going to walk around living life holding a grudge against this person that every time someone brings them up, or every time that you think about the situation, you're triggered and you're angry or sad or any of this stuff? Like, that's not living in freedom. That's not living in the Holy Spirit. And the second thought that my friend and I were talking about today was that as Christians, we tend to want to forgive other people, because we are called to forgive because God has forgiven us, because we have repented of our sins. So not everyone has repented of their sins. Therefore, God hasn't forgiven everyone. Therefore, not everyone is called to forgive or wants to forgive. And I'm not saying that non-Christians cannot forgive, because they definitely can and they definitely have. But as Christians, we are called to forgive. We have this urgency or this desire to be able to forgive other people because we are called to do so. But we cannot expect other people to want to forgive us or want to ask for forgiveness because they are not called to do so, because they haven't repented. And that is also where the grace of God has come into play. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking with my pastor and she's like, sometimes as Christians, we forget that the grace of God is also for us. And it's not just for non-believers. And we posted a reel about this a while ago. Like, God will have his way with people the way he's had his way with you. So his grace will reach these people at some point. It might just not be right now. So we cannot expect forgiveness from people or to be asked to forgive other people, because it is not in our control. And this is also something I learned with my therapist. She's an amazing therapist in Costa Rica. She's also a Christian, so I learned a lot from her. And it's that we cannot control everything. And when we are holding on to grudges and unforgiveness, It is a sign that we want to control the situations when truly we cannot. We do not control everything. And so what do you actually control? You control yourself. You control your thoughts. You control your emotions with the help of the Holy Spirit. If you try to control your emotions and your thoughts without the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, you're going to go down the wrong path. And I can say that because I've done that myself. Third thought. We should walk in a constant state of knowing that people might let us down. And this ties back to Jesus knowing that Judas was going to betray him all along. Even though he knew all along, he still loved him, he still honored him, and he still forgave him after he betrayed him. So it's not something that you should walk around being like, oh, this person's going to betray me, this person's going to betray me. No, it's that whenever someone betrays you, it doesn't surprise you. Because everyone's filled with sin. You and I are filled with sin. So it shouldn't surprise you when someone does something that is against your liking. But we should be quick to forgive. We should be quick to clean our hearts. We should be quick to ask Jesus to clean us as white as snow. Now, my friend and I were also talking about how these thoughts that I've just shared with you apply to violence or apply to genocide or all these like bigger things. I don't have an answer for that, just being honest. When it comes to bigger, like mass events, I think that's a whole different topic that we are not going to get into today. I hope that these thoughts have encouraged you to forgive those people in your life that have hurt you and that you still hold a grudge towards. I hope that it reminds you to keep walking in forgiveness, keep walking in the grace of God, in with the Holy Spirit in everything that you do. And note, by no means do I want you to be a pushover, because forgiving does not mean accepting other people's negative behavior in your life. I believe that we should stand up for ourselves. We should stand up for our beliefs. We should value ourselves enough to know when to keep loving on people and when to step away. And we should be held on to the Holy Spirit so tight that we should be discerning of when someone is taking advantage of us and when they're bringing negativity into your life over and over again. Just walk away, girl. Walk away, okay? But for real, we are not pushovers. We are children of God, and we have to walk like it. In forgiving and in walking away when we have to. But anyways, that is all I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any more thoughts on this, please let us know on Instagram or Facebook. If you want to discuss something directly with me, go ahead and follow me on Instagram at @Adri_Mendez. I believe. But yeah, I pray that you have an amazing day, night, evening, whenever you're listening to this. But yeah, God bless you. Bye.